This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven half the hour, summertime in the city, in the country, here, there, and everywhere in the northern hemisphere. We are all enjoying to a certain, I guess it depends on how good the weather is, much as anything else. I have confidence that we're going to have warmer weather, the better weather. The weather here in my neck of the woods has been fairly lousy the last month or two. But in California, where Jennifer Horn is, the weather has improved, has it not? It hasn't been. You've had more rain, though. There's something with La Nina. I finally got the cycle straightened out. It's La Nina and El Nino. Mm-hmm. And it's right now we're in an El Nino period. The right. Pacific waters are warmer, right?
Yes, but that means more rain. And we had. It's so funny because you know how it gets. So it was people were complaining in Los Angeles and all throughout California. It's been so cold. It's been so rainy. Right. We haven't seen sun in over a month. Are we living in Seattle? Like, we were seeing all of that. Now, about, I don't know, maybe the week before last, the sun came out, started to get beautiful. Now it's hot, and we're in a heat wave. And I think I shared with you the other day, one of the local news sites said... something like another heat wave grips Southern California.
This is
the heat wave. This is our first one, guys. Remember, we were complaining about being cold and cloudy a month ago. But
don't you love the way these people choose words? Like,
well,
when they
so
go
dramatic.
To school. Well, you were a journalism major. Mm-hmm. Did they teach you how to pick words that would put people on edge, make them uncomfortable, fill them full of fear? Is that
you
what
know,
they taught you?
They did not. Okay, so I got my degree in journalism. And no, our job, when I was going through school, now who knows, everything has gotten a whole lot more salacious because, you know, is where we are.
Just because.
Yeah. And so we were told in journalism to write who, what, when, where, wow, why, and how. And that was it. And you were supposed to write that in the first four paragraphs because most people don't read beyond that. And... that was just kind of what we were taught. We were taught to be descriptive and to not use opinion. But those days are gone.
I don't know
if they teach it that way now. I don't know if people just do it automatically or if organizations tell people to do it that way. Not sure.
In 1988, when I started doing this program, Rush Limbaugh started in August of 88. I started doing this program in October of 88. The whole way of thinking about the news and talking about it was different than it is now. And it sort of matured with Limbaugh and that ilk. And I remember early on, I was told not to express because I came up through the same sort of thinking as you did. I didn't go to journalism school. I learned my trade by doing it. Mm-hmm. And so I started when I was in college, and I did news, and I was a disc jockey and that sort of thing. But I was always told that people don't care what your opinion is. Just give them the facts. Okay, so I didn't do opinion stuff. And so when we first started, the first, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years of doing this program, not opposite Limbaugh, because Limbaugh was doing his thing, and it created a huge opportunity for a lot of other people who, you know, kind of were mouthy, and they wanted to have their say.
They had a lot to say.
Well, Limbaugh started, he got fired from a couple of stations for giving his opinion. He was a newsman in Kansas City. His name was Jim Christie or something they used on the air, I forget. But at any rate, he would deliver the news, and then he'd say what he thought. He was talking to the guy on the air, and, oh, this is what I think about that. And so he kept getting fired because he was doing his opinion thing. So he finally started doing a talk in an era when opinion wasn't important. Think about Michael Jackson, some of the other greats that were around doing talk in the 70s. the national guys anyway, although Michael Jackson was big in Los Angeles, you wouldn't, at this point in my life, having worked with him at KABC, I could tell you today what his, I could guess what his politics were. But I wouldn't be sure, you know, surely I didn't know because he never expressed himself on the air. He would tell you the story. He'd interview somebody. He'd get the goods on him. But that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the thing, the clock has turned to the exact opposite side of the cycle. So that if you're not on there, and I sort of didn't start doing opinion stuff until maybe 10 years ago. So, okay, you were with me. Don't you remember when people would say, well, so what do you think, Doug? And people would criticize me because I wasn't giving you, you were more opinionated than I was.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, you know, I had a long and hard road into opinions. Tell them what you think. What do you really believe? And so I did. I started doing that. It's probably 10 or 12 years ago. And the traction of the program was different. I wouldn't say that it was better. It was just different. And so now there certainly is plenty of opinion here, but it's built on our talking about the news from a reality. And so then you could say, well, what's your reality? And somebody else's reality might be different. For example, I'll give you a constructive idea of what I'm talking about. You know, I'm a farmer, and I have cows. I've been raising cows. I've been around cows all my life. So I take exception when people keep saying the global warmingist people, methane, cows, kill them all, they're killing us. So I've done some research into this, and there's a paper written by a farm professor, I think one of the New York universities, the Cooperative Extension Service, frankly, New York, Cobleskill, where I had the radio station. They have their ag. And this has been done down in Texas, been done at UC Davis. Dr. Frank Mittenhauser, a professor and air quality specialist in the Cooperative Extension Service, Department of Animal Sciences, you know, these titles go long and hard. So anyway, he got into a situation where he was discussing and debating methane and whether it matters or not in the overall period of time that we have on the planet. Is it a greenhouse gas that will kill us all? Because there are lots of people who say that they, more than anything else, they being the cows, will have more of an impact, negative impact on the environment than anything else. Well, so this guy went to work to check emissions from livestock, and he went around to family farms, and he went to factory farms, and he measured what was coming out of the butt of a cow and how quickly it dissipated. How'd you like that to be your life's work, measuring the gas that comes out of the back end of a cow? That's my.
Well, we are in talk radio. We do measure a lot of hot air. So
a lot of gas. Right, exactly. Plenty of gas here. So anyway, the bottom line for those of you who are climatologists or climate crazies or whatever, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because I, in a pejorative way, refer to the climate crazies as climate crazy. Now, that's an opinion. I'm not sure that that is, you know, not everybody who's concerned about the climate is crazy, but there are plenty of them. If you don't mind my saying, there are plenty of them who are. And so one of the big discussions about methane gas, and this professor, Frank Mittel, what's his face, says that the methane gas is quite different from other greenhouse gases because it is naturally destroyed in a minute or two when it comes out of the back end of the cow. Carbon dioxide released into the atmosphere lasts for 1,000 years. Methane lasts for 12 minutes.
Wow.
So from now on, when somebody says, we got to get rid of that herd of cows because they're killing us all, not so fast, Fred.
It's so funny how people take just one little thread of something and then say, oh, yep, that means we got to get rid of the cows.
Rid of those cows. Nope. Well, you want to get rid of them. I don't want to get rid of them. But help yourself. Here's something
so sweet. I don't know how anybody would want to get rid of them.
I know. Well, all right. So this is something to think about, though, in the same vein. According to a report from one of the environmental groups, half the beaches tested around the country one day last week had fecal contamination.
Oh, I saw this.
In other words, the levels of poop has passed what is acceptable on beaches around the country. They tested 3,100.
I guess that's a thing, but what the heck? And then I know a lot of sewage systems dump out to the ocean.
Yeah, right.
Ugh.
Yeah. One out of every nine beaches in the country, and as I said, there were 3,100 tested, were potentially unsafe because of the poop in the water. That's the question. Who poops in the water? Or is it from the sewage? That could be it. All right, so here we go. I'm going to ruin your summer. Ready?
I'm ready, I guess, but
all right,
this is 84, not a good way to start.
84%. You're heading to the beach, right, today?
Yep.
All right, listen up. According to this report, 84% of Gulf Coast beaches were unsafe. Let's see here. 70% of beaches on the West Coast, unsafe. 63% in the Great Lakes, unsafe. 48% on the East Coast and 24% in Alaska. Who the hell wants to swim in the water in Alaska anyway?
It's
got to be cold, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So anyway, if you have any poop in the water and somehow you swallow it, it will cause you gastrointestinal illness like you wouldn't believe. Infections, skin rash, all that great stuff. So, matter of fact,
I'll stick to the pool, maybe. Oof.
Well, the same thing, though. How many people do you know who pee in the pool? Although
yeah,
the water is
different than pooping, isn't it?
Well, yeah, of course it is. Yeah, it's still yucca bunga. There were 3 hours the day after July 4th, which would be July 5th. I don't know, why don't they say that? I always love that. Here's somebody who's telling a story. Well, the day after the 4th of July, okay, why don't you, if you went to journalism school, you'd be told, tell everybody it's July 5th.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Right? The day after July 4th is July 5th. Anyway, well, there were a lot of...
14 days after July 4th.
There were a lot of celebrations at Lake Tahoe, and apparently... this is one of the worst places, not only for poop, but all the trash, butts, food wrappers, beach toys, barbecue sticks in the water and like that. What's the matter with people? Good God. All right, it's 18 after. Food for thought, literally, here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new consumer digital banking attitude study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Clear out the cobwebs. Time for us to get into social media, if you please. Some of the gossip from the world of celebrity. Starting, Jennifer, with Sarah Silverman. What do you think of her? You think she's funny?
I don't think much. I don't think she's been around as much lately. She was with Jimmy Kimmel, remember, for a while.
Yeah. Right.
She's okay. She's all right. Yeah. A little raunchy.
Yeah, she is. Okay, well, she's announced that she's one of three suing Meta and OpenAI. The allegation is that they used copyrighted material to use to train their AI systems. So there are a couple of class action lawsuits that have been announced. It didn't take long after Thread was announced. There are other people that have filed complaints, open complaints against this AI portion of Meta. The suit was filed in San Francisco a couple of days ago. In this lawsuit, Jennifer, let's see here. Ms. Silverman claims that her copyrighted books, including a memoir called The Bedwetter, were copied by Meta without consent, without credit, and without compensation. They used it to train the AI, the artificial intelligence.
How not to write a book.
And what not to write about.
Right.
Yes. Listen, all this does is give her some more, I guess, visibility, credibility. What is it that they say? I don't care what you say about me. I had this conversation with Uri Geller yesterday, actually.
Spell my name right.
Spell my name correctly, and we're all set. We're headed up, up, and away. All right, so here's another social media item. This fellow in the focus here is a New Jersey judge in the Supreme Court. And so this is Judge Gary Wilcox, who is in trouble for making lip sync videos and then putting them out on TikTok. So these TikTok videos featuring him lip-syncing to rap songs that contain provocative lyrics, the Judicial Judgment Committee has accused him of violating ethics and conduct rules. So Why would you do this? I guess unless this guy is a nut bird, and a lot of judges maybe have been on the bench for too long for various reasons about this. So he uses the alias of Sal Tortorella on TikTok, but you can tell it's him. He produced some clips that were rather graphic. They were profane. There were a lot of sexual references, and they were racist. In one particular video, he was seen wearing a T-shirt with his face close to the camera singing the lyrics of Jump by Rihanna. If you want it, let's do it. So this is what a judge is doing in his spare time. So should judges be allowed to be just like everybody else in their spare time? I'm not saying that everybody else is doing this in their spare time, but why is it the business of the court for this fellow to put this up on social media?
Right.
The guy is probably some kind of a nutbird, though, I'm guessing, right?
Probably some kind of a nutbird.
Yeah. I mean, he's been a judge since 2011. He had his attorney, who was being interviewed by various news media, respond to the charges by saying, quote, "I don't think that at the end of the day anybody's going to believe there is any desire to do any harm here. He was just having fun, letting it all hang out, because he's under a lot of pressure as a judge." Okay.
Yeah, he was just letting it hang out.
All right, 28 after.
You are supply, and lately there's lots of demand. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Before the pandemic, websites were offering to help you find a job. Back to the future, the help wanted sign is everywhere. So this may be a good time to ask for a raise. The boss will be all ears if you've taken on extra duties while the shop is short-handed. Otherwise, test the waters. You will seem like quite the catch if you ask questions that demonstrate you've done your homework and if you seem eager to pitch in. And when it's time to talk turkey, let them bring it up and assume it's their opening bid. And this is when to ask about benefits, overtime, and other details. For instance, is there a place to park? How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says he's accomplished the goals he set out at the NATO summit in Lithuania. Biden told reporters yesterday that it will be some time before Ukraine becomes a member of NATO, but added Ukrainian President Zelensky understands he has the support of the United States and its allies. The Chicago area is feeling the effects of multiple tornadoes that touched down last night. Forecasters urge residents to seek shelter after a large and extremely dangerous tornado was spotted in Cook County. Damage has been reported throughout the region. Hundreds of flights were canceled and ground stops were ordered at both O'Hare International and Chicago Midway International airports. Iowa's new abortion ban is facing legal challenges. Abortion providers and the ACLU of Iowa have filed a lawsuit to stop the legislation. Governor Reynolds is set to sign the bill tomorrow. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And today only, well, not really. You can call the Doug Line any day at any time. Take us with you. Call 855-999-DOUG and join the conversation. 855-999-DOUG.
Under the boardwalk, out of the sun. Under the boardwalk, we'll be having some fun. Under the boardwalk. The sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Like having a little music to sort of set the tone. And so here we are with the tonal Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay is off for a couple of days. We are here going through thoughts about things that matter, our experiences, the things that are going on. As we were talking about our Las Vegas giveaway, the two free nights in Las Vegas, and then somebody would say, Well, why would we want to go there? Right, there's some things going on in Las Vegas that may not be desirable, Jennifer, but the other side of it is these things happen here, there, and everywhere. So
well,
what's the latest news from Las
Vegas? We happen to know that the gambling and the casino floor was untouched because, you know, it takes a lot for them to shut down the casino floor. I heard this story yesterday, and I just kind of did a little follow-up to it. I guess there was an alleged kidnapping at Caesar's Palace, I think was the hotel. Yeah. This guy and this woman were fighting 9 in the morning, so either they were up all night or...
Alcohol may have been involved.
You never know in Vegas, right? You never know. So I guess they were having a fight. He, like, grabbed her and, like, I don't know if he forced her up to the room or whatever. I don't know if they were together. They haven't released any information on who these people are because it's still pretty new. But I guess he got her up in the room and then broke the window of the room, which takes a lot of work on those, you know, high casino floors. People who were sitting at the pool, because imagine that. You're sitting at the pool, and then all of a sudden you hear the noise, and you see the glass starting to fall. And then they started throwing stuff out the window. They started throwing the couch cushions, the couch, the bed. They were just throwing stuff out. Yeah. So they had to evacuate the pool area. They still kept the casino open. The SWAT team was called in. Eventually they were able to, they started having conversations, knew the woman was unharmed. And then they were able to get her out. But people are just weird. People are strange.
I think alcohol might have been involved in that.
I would imagine probably. And it seems to me like maybe this was a fight or maybe they knew each other or had been to, who knows?
Yeah. That's not what's going to happen when you get your two free nights in Vegas. So write this number down and call it and get your two free nights. 800-419-3684, right? None of that shenanigans. None of those things going on. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken, the Good Day Health Program this weekend. Ken is on with us every week on this program. Also, Jack Stockwell is as well. Jack has his hour of Good Day Health, heard on many of these same stations, and so does Jack. I'm sorry, Jack has and so does Jack. So does Ken. So, one of the
hours
things...
for everybody.
Yes, that we will talk about this week on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken will be foods that will help lower your risk of heart disease. So if you're concerned about that, and who isn't, or who, I think everybody would want to.
Everybody should be.
But look at some of the diets and what people are eating, and you think, oh, I'm going to live forever. No, probably not. You see those ads with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar about atrial fib?
AFib, yeah, a lot of people have it.
Yeah, and actually they're on television and on the radio. I think we were running some of them here. And so does that give, that's a question I'll ask Ken, does that give more credibility wearing a shirt that says I have AFib or a famous person? Yeah, talking about his AFib.
I don't know about wearing a shirt. I have AFib Inquire within. I don't know about that.
Right.
Kind of like, remember the people that would sell Herbalife?
Yes.
I'd sell Herbalife. Ask me how or something, whatever.
What, and is that company still in business?
I don't know. They used to have a huge building by LAX.
I think they moved it down the road a bit. I think you can go down the 405 a bit, and there's another one closer to San Pedro, I think.
I remember this sales guy that used to work with us. He's a real big guy, and he used to say, I'm not overweight. I just have a lot of poop inside of me. And so he would sell Herbalife and try to get it
clean
out.
Clean it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clean your life.
But I don't know. I think, you know, a lot of people have AFib, and I know this because both my mom and my dad have AFib. You do, too, don't you?
Well, that was the thought that I did, but I don't.
Yeah.
When I had what wasn't a TIA, that was... what Ken thought originally was I may have had a little AFib. My father had AFib when he was in his 50s.
Pretty common, and athletes get it, everybody. So I think to have someone that's, you know, an athlete that can raise awareness about it, never a bad
thing. Ken describes it as your heart beating like a bag of worms. I always like that when he describes
that's very
it.
Very nice.
Right, yeah. So you can check out our information that's available on Good Day Health every weekend, Jack and Ken. And you also follow it at gooddayhealthshow.com, where there are podcasts of the conversations. Actually, Jack and I were talking about treating allergies with these new mushrooms, the turkey tail mushrooms. You can get that on the Good Day Health podcast that's presently up. We also have on the Good Day download, the podcast at gooddayshow.com, not only can you hear the whole program all day long, but you can hear excerpts as well. And because Jennifer Horn has been here the last couple of days, she is a highlighted feature on the Good Day Download. Our discussions about what's going on, of course, they involve Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump always is part of our conversation with Jennifer and I.
Do we really talk about Donald Trump? I guess so.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Do you want to hear it? So I know the Good Day podcast, but you just said a bag of worms. And there's a story that's going on in L.A. where I live that, can I just plow through and tell you about it?
I would like to hear it. Yes, now you've got my...
So this guy releases to the news and on Facebook in his neighborhood the fact that his friendly python has escaped from the house. It's 8 inches wide and 15 feet long.
Lovely.
How do you lose that? Nuts. Are you like Hunter Biden losing all of his life? I mean, this snake must be a Biden because it's lost.
You didn't know that was the snake's name? His name is Biden.
Exactly. Yeah. Biden.
Yes.
But they're like, don't worry, it's friendly, but it does like to eat cats, small dogs, and medium-sized dogs. So be careful, but it's friendly. Yeah. Let me just tell you, I'm not waiting around
that
to find out if the dang thing's
outlawed.
Friendly.
Owning something like that should be outlawed. Why would anybody in
like,
their right mind?
That?
Yeah, exactly.
And what do? Do they just let it slither all over the house? Like, what happens?
You know, I haven't talked we talk about Trump. We haven't really talked much about the esteemed governor of Florida who's doing
from
such a fabulous job.
From reptiles to Ron DeSantis.
Right, yes. From one reptile to another. Another home insurer is announcing this week they're leaving Florida. This is Farmers Insurance, one of the biggest insurance companies in the country, is dropping all home, all auto, all umbrella policies all across the state because of the effects of policies, I'm not talking about the insurance policies, I'm talking about the policies of the state of Florida.
Oh, that's weird. They're dropping policies. If Farmers is not insuring homes in California anymore, they just made that announcement. They're only doing a limited number of homes. So they're pulling out in a couple of really big states.
Right. Homeowners are paying more there than ever for insurance because of the hurricanes, because of there are a lot of different reasons that they say they're dropping the writing of insurance. The rising risks from hurricanes, the bad political climate, that sort of thing, business in California, they actually are, as you said, not running business in California, but the whole thing is more or less the same. Very interesting, though, they cite the political climate in California as a reason, and there's certainly a great degree of difference between the political climate in California and the political climate in Florida.
Yeah.
So is that the real reason? One wonders if that's the real reason. If you have a farmer's policy, you better start looking for somebody else. And then one wonders, okay, if they're doing it in California and Florida, is my state next?
Yeah, am I next? Right.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
And so if that's the case, then why? This is not good for their business. It seems to me nobody's thought this through. The idea that if they're cutting it out here and there, why Massachusetts would be next, or Iowa is next? I wouldn't think this would be very good for business. Anyway, that's what's going on with them. There are six people dead at the moment who were not dead yesterday because they were going up Mount Everest in a helicopter. I thought you were supposed to climb Mount Everest, not go up in a helicopter.
It's easier in the helicopter.
I think, yes, exactly. What really was going on is this particular helicopter company runs hourly scenic tours of Mount Everest. And because the weather was terrible, but the weather changes. When you take off, this seems kind of simplistic to me. The skies were clear, okay, you take off, but you're going up 18,000 feet, and we all know, anybody who's landed in an airport in the fog or in a storm or something, you know that sometimes up, the air is clear higher up and it gets bad when you go down low, or vice versa.
The sky doesn't always stay clear, is the point.
No, exactly. And so Apparently, the bodies were almost unrecognizable. Well, you can imagine that. But I wouldn't want to. We talk about Las Vegas. Another plug for going to Las Vegas. There are some great helicopter rides when you go in and out of the city.
You can do the Grand Canyon, can't you?
Oh, yeah, right from there. Yes, you can. Yeah. It's some of those helicopter rides are cool, as long as it's not windy. When it's windy, No, that's like watching a Tom Cruise movie with him in the helicopter.
Blowing off the outside of the building.
Yeah, right. Now, by the way, that's supposed to be, Mission Impossible is supposed to be a fabulous movie. He does all of his own stunts. But I thought that Indiana Jones was a good movie. Frankly, and I've always, it was pretty much what you expect. And I think Mission Impossible is the same thing. People's expectations, though, they keep increasing. Well, he did this last time, so what more can he do? Well, if you didn't think he could do any more, wait till you see this movie, I'm told. There you go. Okay. Will he be doing like Indiana Jones? Will Tom Cruise be doing Mission Impossible when he's 80? Harrison Ford did Indiana Jones. Exactly.
Hey, if you still look good, you still can do it. Why not?
Larry Nassar was stabbed. I don't even know, is he still alive or did he die?
I believe he's alive.
Okay. So one of the people he had a problem with was Simone Biles. She has said that she's going to return to gymnastic competition for the first time since the Tokyo Olympics. She was, I think, was it 2016? But didn't she have an encounter with Larry Nassar? It seems to me that was
I think he molested her.
Yeah, right, yeah. So anyway, she's trying to get back on track, which is admirable for sure. 48 past the hour on the admirable Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
If you're fed up with your credit card's high interest rates and your balances are so out of control that they never seem to go down, one call to Consolidated Credit can get the relief you need. Consolidated Credit has helped over 6 million people with credit card debt, and their certified credit counselors are ready to help you. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast without destroying your credit. The program works, and the consultation is free. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-336-0167. 800-336-0167. That's 800-336-0167. Consolidated Credit Solutions, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Florida DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special?
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with the host of The Pet Show. Wow, what a great name for a program about pets. Who came up with that? Your wife must have thought of that. Right?
The creativity I have is unbelievable, Doug.
ThePetShow.com is the website, too. But Warren Eckstein. All right, so I'm in the middle of helping some youngsters on the farm prepare for animal camp. And I wondered about whether there were, you had a farm in upstate New York and Cobleskill where we're heard, and we're, I used to have the station that now is, still carries the program, WSDE. So they're having a lot of camps in some of the areas around the country with a lot of farms, and they're specifically for sheep and goats. And I was wondering how many times you have encountered people who would say, I have a pet goat. Because there are a lot of, we have goats on our farm, goats, the little kids running around, they're like dogs. So they could be pets. Is it good? Does it make a difference? Like goats, can it be good?
It depends on where you live. I remember years ago, here's a name drop for you, Lily Tomlin, a friend and a client of mine. I trained two dogs for her and a goat named Bucky, a little pygmy goat named Bucky, to walk on a leash and a harness in the old W.C. Fields estate in Los Feliz. Anyway, bottom line is goats are amazing, but you have to make sure, like with any pet, before you get one, you understand the legalities. Can you have it? What's involved in care? Is there a vet in your neighborhood that knows the difference between a goat, a chicken, and a duck?
Right.
And you got to really understand the mental stimulation that a goat needs. Goats get really bored, and it's important to make sure they get a lot of stimulation, just like any other animal. So if you educate yourself, you have the right property, the right land, you know what you're doing, goats can make an absolute excellent pet.
Well, I have them on the farm. The little ones are cute. They are very creative and clever and smart. They figure out how to get out, refix the fence, and they find another way to get out. The little
goats are smart. Did you ever see the Tennessee fainting goats?
No.
They're amazing. If they get a little stressed out, I had them on Regis with me many years ago. They just pass out. They just fall over and pass out.
Really?
It doesn't hurt them. They're Tennessee fainting goat. Google it. They just pass out, and a couple of seconds later, they wake up. It's just part of their genetics.
Here's the winner of the day, Warren. A freight train engineer took a break from his work in the locomotive to play the part of a rescuer for a lost pug puppy. that had run away. This took place up in Rutland, Vermont. Poppy the pug was frightened by a speeding car and ran away. And apparently this fellow saw the dog running down the tracks. He stopped the train and got out. And he picked it up and he looked at this little face. He said it was just looking back at me. And he brought it to... He didn't know, you know, obviously a little dog like that shouldn't be running around in a train yard. And so he brought the dog back to the roundhouse or whatever they have. And they managed to to figure out who the dog belonged to. So, you know, you wonder, the reason I bring it up is because of noises. And we talked about in the 4th of July circumstance, what happens when all this stuff, but any noise around a dog they're not used to.
Noise phobia, the dog's sense of hearing is absolutely incredible. First of all, because their ears are larger, they take more sounds in. They can move their ears around, which we can't do, which means the direction of the sound, and they're much more sensitive to sound as well. Now, on my website, thepetshow.com, there's an incredible article I wrote years ago. You decide if it's incredible. I think it's a good article.
If I do say so myself.
On noise phobia, the whole article is on how to desensitize. For example, let's say you're a new couple, you're married, all of a sudden you're going to have a baby. Now the baby's going to arrive. How is your dog or cat going to react to the sounds of a baby, you know, the crying? So preparing that, you can make a recording of almost any sound. You can go online, you can find the sound of a baby burping if you want. If you record that and you play it at a very low volume, I mean barely audible, while your dog or cat is getting a lot of positive attention, you can desensitize them. Remember, my specialty for many years was teaching dogs to react under gunfire. We had to desensitize them to that sound. So if you take the time, whether it be a baby arriving, whether you be there's a Harley Davidson next door that the dog's afraid of, gradually desensitize them a little bit at a time, increasing the volume, and eventually they'll be fine with the sound.
That's the hardest thing to do with me. Daisy and Charlotte and most of the dogs I've had have been allergic to lightning and thunder. And when it happens, they just cower. And I don't know how. Yeah, how do you train a dog not to be afraid of thunder?
Well, you very easy. Record, download the sound of a thunderstorm with the rain right on the internet. Play it, like I said, play it at a low volume while the dog's getting positive attention. It's called counter conditioning. Take what is the fear, take what your dog's afraid of, and turn it into something positive.
Huh. All right, how about that for advice, folks? We all have those circumstances with our dogs and some of the other pets as well. So another reason to go find Warren every weekend as he's broadcasting his pet show. Check out the website, thepetshow.com, and his line of vitamins and minerals. Hugs and kisses to Warren from Doug.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.